Okay, Shabbat Shuvah, Tavshin Pei Gimel, Lenish Min Tzchus, for Shem, for Chaya Esther, Tila Bas Ari, Tzipora, Basur, Shechai Yisrael. Three quick Hasidic vorts on Shabbat Shuvah. First two are brought down from Rav Biederman, in Dvir Yosef, Be'er HaChaim. Kotz Hashem Yishmol, Shabbat Shuvah, Tav Reish Ayin Vav. Hashem Yishmol tells us that we know, Chazal tell us that in the Medrash of Vayikra Rabbah, that we know the Torah is very formative. Before a baby comes to the eighth day, he has to go through a Shabbos. Why? Before they come to the Shechina, in the Bris Milah, they have to go through a Shabbos. Says the Shem Yishmael, on Rosh Hashanah, every single one of us are born anew. Every single one of us are born anew, and therefore, every single one of us need that same Shabbos. So too, says the Shem Yishmael, every single one of us need that Shabbos before we come to Yom Kippur. We have the ultimate bris with the Rabbeinu Shem on Yom Kippur. We have to go through Shabbos, just like the baby. We're reborn on Rosh Hashanah. Biri Chadash, like the Rambam says. Again, Achash Shekhenoi Lib Rosh Hashanah Dami Tzorech Koidim Yom Kippur and Labra Alav Shabbos Kidei Sheyira Penei Matrona Tchila. Says the Shem Yishmael, just like the baby, before it comes to the bris, needs a Shabbos. So too, every Jew, before it comes to Yom Kippur, he needs a Shabbos. And not just a Shabbos. It's the Shabbos of the bris. It's the Shabbos, it's the Shalom Zachar. We need the Shalom Zachar, says the Shem Yishmael. But before we come to the Indian of a bris of Yom Kippur, we need the Shalom Zachar, we need the Shabbos in order to receive the Kedusha of Kippur. What an incredible idea from the Shem Yishmael, brought down by Rav Biederman, idea number two. Idea number two, the Rav Biederman quotes a pasuk from the Haftor from Shabbos morning, from Yom Kippur morning, from Yeshaya Nun Ches Yud Gimel. The pasuk says, the pasuk shtait, Im Tashi Mi Shabbos Raglecha, Asos Chafetzacha B'Yom Kotshi. Says the prophet, says Yeshaya, if you hold back from Shabbos, because of Shabbos, your feet refrain from your accomplishing your own needs on my holy day. Pashup Shabbos referring to Shabbos. That you hold back from certain things on Shabbos. Says the originator, no. That this pasuk is actually going on two things. It's going on Shabbos and it's going on Yom Kippur. Says the originator Rebbe. Sha'adim Tzachlis Gabal Atav Ergiyas Shur Rogiba. Person has to try to go over themselves. To try to beat their regilas, their habits. Says the originator, Im Toshim Mishabbos Raglecha. If a person beats their habits on this Shabbos, but Shabbos Zoo, person yells on Shabbos, a person doesn't get the shul on Shabbos, a time on Shabbos, person is a Toshinar Shabbos, but decides that this Shabbos is set the tone, Shetach Shabbat Shubba Shabbos Zoo, Raglecha, Vetishanas Regilas. Then what's going to happen? Asos Chafatzecha B'Yom Kachi. Asos Chafatzecha B'Yom Kachi. B'Yom Kachi is referring to Yom HaKadosh, referring to Yom Kippur. Says the Rishonim, it's very simple. Im Toshim Mishabbos Raglecha. If you change your habits on this Shabbos, on the first Shabbos, Shabbos Shuvah, Asu Chavatzecha B'Yom Kachi, Yom HaKadosh refers to Yom Kippur. Then the Rebbe Shem, Yom Kippur is going to come. Ah! Rebbe Shem is going to remember, oh, look what you did this a few days ago. On Shabbos, I saw the real you. The real you who's singing Zmiros, who's patient with your kids and calm, gets a shul on time, is able to be kind and caring. At the end of the day, says the Rishon, Toshiv Min Shabbos Regecha, you beat your Regilis on this Shabbos, Shabbos Shuvah, then Asosu Chavatzecha B'Yom Kachi. And it'd be zoicha to have all your desires come Yom Kippur. What an incredible insight from Shem Yishmael and from the Rishoner, idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Sfasemis, Shabbat Shuvah, Tav Reish Mem Hei. Sfasemis tells us that this Tshuva Meir and the Tshuva Me'ava exist in both in Aser Simi Tshuva. Tshuva Meir, you know the Gemara tells us in Yuma, that a person changes their sins from on purpose to accidental, from Mezit to Shogig. But so this person does Tshuva Me'ava, you change your sins that were once on purpose, and you change it to the Sechuyos. Says the Sasemes, during the week is Tshuva Meira, and Shabbos is Tshuva Me'av. During the week we're called Eved, and on Shabbos we're called the Ben, or the Bas. Bottom of the Makam. Right? We have this balance on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur Davin. In the liturgy we always have, if you're the Melech, when you're a nation, if you're a father, then we're your children. Shabbos is the time to feel the Ahava. Shabbos is the Tshuva Me'ahava. And how do we do the ultimate feel connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Shuvah Me'ahava b'chinas banim with Torah, because we know that the Shabbos of the Gemara Shabbos tells us that everybody knows that the Torah is given on Shabbos. How do you feel the Rabbeinu Shem's Ahava Davka on Shabbos, specifically Shabbos Shuvah? Says the Sfasemis Davka through Torah. And this Rav Soloveitcher, Rav Shechter made this famous. The more you learn Torah, the more you're going to come to love Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's very simple, very pashut. The more you learn about the Rabbeinu Shem, the more you'll come to love him. It's simple, says the Sfasemis. Shuvah Meir and Shuvah Me'ahava during the week. Even during Aser Simi Tshuva, Shuvah Meira. You're an Eved. You're scared. But then comes Shabbos Kodesh. I don't want to just do Tshuva because I'm an Evan. I'm a Chuvah because I want to do a Ben. I want to do, I love the Rabbonu Shem. I want to do the right thing. And how do I do the right thing? Davka to the Torah. Not just learning it, but living the Torah and breaching it, being on fire for it. Love that, Sosemis. So just to review these three ideas, we said the first idea from the Shem Shmuel, just like the baby needs the Shabbos before the bris, so too every Jew needs the Shabbos before it comes to Yom Kippur. We need to be able to have that capability, the kli, to receive the Kedusha, the Or, the energy of Yom Kippur. The second idea is said from the Rishoner, from Rabbi Biderman, the pasuk in our Haftorah, Yom Kippur morning, Imtashim Shabbos Rogdacha, so Chafetzachav Yom Kachi, Imtashim Shabbos Rogdacha, if you're going to return, you're going to break your regulus, then Asos Chafetzachav Yom Kachi, then Rabbi Shem is going to give you all your hearts to Zaris come Yom Kippur. We see there's a tremendous link. There's a link between Shabbos Shuvah and Yom Kippur. So the final idea, the Shalsamas tells us, Shuvah Meir and Shuvah Yavah, Shuvah Meir exists during the week of during the Sashim Shuvah. Right? That's when we're in Eved. That's when we're not, right? So we're doing the right things, but only because out of fear. But then comes Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Shuvah. We do the things because we want to do the right thing to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu proud. Change the mit to the Zedonos into Zuchuyos. And that's Shuvah Me'ava. That's being a Ben, doing the right thing because we want to bring honor to our Father. And how do we do that ultimate way? That's to Torah. As Chazal says, everybody agrees that the Torah was given on Shabbos. We zochah to take these three ideas from the Shem Shmuel, from the Rishon, and the Sasemesh, the Sadigah, Shemayat, Sush, Shafar, and all of Chai Yisrael. We zochah to Shuvah Me'ava, the Shabbos Kodesh, to learning Torah Be'ez Hashem Shkoyach. And breaking our regilas. And to understand, to be able to go, just like the baby has to go through Shabbos Kodesh in order to have the bris. So too, every single one of us going through that Shabbos to be able to receive the Kli, to receive the Or on Yom Kippur. Mezda Shem Yisbach, Rizach, Tugmach, Sim Tova, Lanu Chobes Yisrael.